Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
I was 5 years old, already a sporty girl with three brothers and a father who'd been a fan of the LA Angels of the Pacific Coast League, when Major League Baseball came to the West Coast in 1958. I have warm memories of evenings spent listening with Dad to Dodger games broadcast out of a four-foot-high piece of living room furniture, the family radio. And on that radio was the voice of the best teacher a kid could ever learn from, Vin Scully. Scully, who died last Tuesday at the age of 94, was a storyteller. He'd invite listeners to pull up a chair and join him for a game of baseball, where he might describe catchers as wig-wagging signs out to their pitchers. The game didn't have to be exciting for it to be entertaining. But when something momentous did happen and Scully was behind the microphone, his call and personal reaction to history were often just as noteworthy. Don Larson's perfect game in the 1956 World Series, Hank Aaron's home run in 1974 to surpass Babe Ruth's record, Bill Buckner's error in Game 6 of the 1986 World Series, and a call I listened to on the transistor radio under my pillow in 1965, Sandy Koufax's fourth no-hitter, a perfect game. The transcript of Scully's call of the ninth inning reads like a perfect first draft and ended with a signature Vin move, stepping back so the radio audience could hear the cheers from the crowd. He had the timing of a great performer. The broadcast booth was his stage. I was reminded by the many tributes to Vin Scully that he also worked in television and sports other than baseball. But to me, he was a radio guy, broadcasting for the ear, not the eye. He dignified the sport of baseball for 67 summers as a Dodgers announcer. He's probably the reason I prefer listening now to my San Francisco Giants broadcasters on the radio, in the kitchen, under my pillow, or at the ballpark. With a perspective, I'm Debbie Duncan.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond, with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.